This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we're going to talk about an aspect or two of the Oregon Community Foundation. Liz Lawrence from the foundation, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what's your role there?
I'm a philanthropic advisor, and I work with donors, nonprofits, individuals and businesses here in Douglas County to help establish charitable funds at the Oregon Community Foundation.
And in as well, Kelly Leonard, who does a lot of things with the foundation. What's your kind of take on what you do?
I help on a regional sense. I am what is known as a member of a regional leadership council. And that means I get to take information from our area to Oregon Community Foundation and things that are happening at OCF and hopefully bring them back for use here. And that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is one of the elements of OCF and how it applies to our local area.
Gosh, you would sound good on the radio.
Well, you know, with some training from you, maybe.
Okay. So, for people that are newer, Kelly hosted a financial program for 13 years.
Yeah.
Here on this fine station and is responsible for a lot of the things that I now know that I didn't when we started the program.
So, well, let's start with something I wanted to make sure you know. This is Oregon Community Foundation's 50th birthday. Mm. This is our 50th year here in town, and or excuse me, in the state. And a lot of times people think of Oregon Community Foundation as something that is very metro-centric. And one of the things that Liz and I have tried to do when you've invited us here on the air is to remind people that it is a very diverse and dispersed organization that is all over the state of Oregon. So I'll throw a question to Liz, and let's remind people, what are some of the things that OCF has done statewide, but more importantly, has brought it right here to our backyard?
Absolutely. So like you were saying, Kelly, we're super proud that in 2023, Oregon Community Foundation, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. And more importantly than that, we're really proud to celebrate just the immense generosity of time and talent and treasure that so many Oregonians and so many people in Douglas County continue to invest in their communities, both, you know, right here in our backyard and all across the state. So just in the last 3 years in Douglas County, Oregon Community Foundation has awarded more than $13 million in grants and scholarships.
$13 million.
More than $13
million. Douglas County.
In Douglas County.
Well, that really goes against or belies what a lot of people assume. That it's metro, but it is. It is very, very local.
Yeah, and what I really want to emphasize is that that's because so many different people from Douglas County have really been contributors to the Oregon Community Foundation's work, sustaining and growing these contributions over so many years. And we're really, really grateful for that generosity and the foresight of so many people here in this community to choose to partner with Oregon Community Foundation for their legacy, and also to choose to partner with us as volunteers, as you do on the Leadership Council. You're a volunteer. But I want to bring it right into scholarships in particular, because that's an area that so many donors and volunteers and others in Douglas County have participated in. And last year, we awarded $822,000 in scholarships to Douglas County.
Well, and it's also the time of year. June seems like a long way away, and next September seems even longer. But if you're a senior, it's on your mind right now. And if you're the parents of a senior, right now you're thinking about education. And, there is something, one of the phrases that gets used a lot, Kyle, is the opportunity gap. And you and I have had several opportunities to talk about that. And it relates to an awful lot of things. The gap between where one lives, your zip code often makes a difference. People of color make a difference. Income makes a difference. But one of the huge opportunity gaps is education and people having access to quality education to be able to further their lives. And so the scholarship element is very, very important.
Well, and for people in rural areas, like parts of Douglas County, especially the very rural areas, if you are coming from a family that is lower income level, the idea that you could afford to be sent off to a four-year school or technical training or
even
something.
Even to consider it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd love to just tell a story of one scholarship fund here in Douglas County that you could argue maybe has had a transformational impact on one community, and that's the Ben Serafin Fund. And Ben, I'm guessing that name is familiar to many. He was a rancher near Glide. I'm told he was known for hosting pancake breakfasts that everyone in the community came out to. And after his death, he had created a foundation, and that foundation, the money came to the Oregon Community Foundation, and the Ben Serafin Fund was created. It's a pretty large fund, and so it focuses on Glide in particular. And really, when it comes to this opportunity gap, that's where I think the transformation occurs, because it's been around long enough that the parents know about this scholarship fund that's available, the teachers know about it, and all the school staff in Glide, so that when a kid enters school in Glide, as a kindergartner, as a first grader, they can be reasonably assured that if they want to pursue any kind of post-secondary education, technical training, going to UCC, going to OIT, going to the U of O, that they will receive some scholarship money from this fund. And so just think about the difference that that must make in kids' lives when they know that somebody believes in them from such a young age that if they want to pursue that higher education, they will have an opportunity to do so. They will be supported. They will receive, you know, some funding to go. That really changes your perspective on school. That changes your perspective on what's possible for yourself. And that can change your family's perspective on what's possible for you, too.
Back to that opportunity gap again.
Exactly.
The Ben Serafin Fund, and I know there are others, it's run through the OCF. Am I correct in that?
That's right. Yeah. With a lot of the funds that Oregon Community Foundation administers, there's a state agency called the Office of Student Access and Completion, or OSAC, O-S-A-C, that many of our scholarships are kind of a partnership with them, and students will apply through there. So the guidance counselors will know, all the, you know, the staff at UCC know that looking at that OSAC, OSAC website is a great place to go to look for scholarship funds.
Good. So, Kyle, you mentioned it before, you know, this idea of the getting the opportunity in this opportunity gap. I think of these scholarships as a bridge, if you will, you know, helping people get from one side to the other and to move their life forward. Liz, here's a reality. You gave me a list that was somewhat eye-opening the other day at the cost of education. And Kyle, you and I were talking about before we went on the air, the cost of education, it has not slowed down. It has gone way above the pace of inflation. UO and OSU are over $30,000 a year these days. Let's talk about how, and even UCC and community colleges are very, very expensive. So the average family, it'd be great if everybody can go, but not everybody can bridge that gap. So Liz, what are some of the other things that OCF is doing?
Yeah, well, you know, some of our, aside from providing scholarship funds directly that support students, and again, $822,000 going to Douglas County in the last year, some of these funds also support things like helping teachers at schools provide trips to college campuses for kids that are at those schools. So for a lot of kids who have never before set foot on a college campus, actually getting out there and seeing what that campus might be like, that can really change their perspective on what might be possible for them. And we really don't want any kids left behind,
right?
You know, it's really people who have had the foresight to want to leave a legacy around impacting education and improving the lives of all the people in this community in Douglas County, and have chosen to partner with the Oregon Community Foundation. We just so appreciate that legacy of generosity.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. It's Inside Douglas County, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Tomorrow we'll talk about the city of Oakland and Mayor Betty Keeley in, one of the council members as well. We're talking about the Oregon Community Foundation, Liz Lawrence from OCF, Kelly Leonard, one of their volunteer advisors and helpers as well. And boy, scholarships and education. I remember this time of year, you know, maybe a decade ago, where it was like you're trying to hone in on what school do you fits your kid best, and if you're in the middle class like us, which one can you possibly afford?
Right. So, Liz, I know you have. I don't want to take any more of your time, but please jump right in. I know you've got some other stories that you want to share with us.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about a few of these really impactful scholarship funds that exist for the benefit of folks right here in Douglas County. So one that was just created recently is the Joy Zeller Johnson Fund. And this is a fund that was set up by a donor to honor her mother, Mrs. J, who was the art teacher at Douglas High School for over 30 years. And I was talking before about taking students on trips. And that's something that Mrs. J did. She took students on trips all across the West and really brought kids from Douglas High School out to see other parts of the world. So now, in honor of her, there's a new scholarship fund that students are eligible to apply for. It's open to any student across Douglas County, and this is going to be the first year that it makes awards, so I would just really encourage anyone who's eligible to apply for that fund. I also really wanted to acknowledge that there's so many volunteers here in Douglas County who make this possible. So we had 54 volunteers from Douglas County who helped to review scholarship applications last year. And we really rely at the Oregon Community Foundation on local knowledge and connections and really listening to local people who are reading these applications from Douglas County students who also live here in this community. And I wanted to just give a shout out to the members of the Scholarship Review Committee for the Madison Charitable Fund in particular. It's a fund that was created for Douglas County students in 1991. And over the years, it's really inspired a lot of other donors to create their own funds. And there's even a couple of former students who got scholarships from this fund who are now volunteering to review applications from the next generation. And and some volunteers who have been reading applications for more than 10 years. So some amazing gifts of time that we just so appreciate. That's what makes it happen at the Oregon Community Foundation.
A lot of people would be surprised to know that some of these funds don't just last for 5 or 10 years, but they go on for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes me think of, you know, another scholarship fund that's focused on Roseburg High School. Actually, there's a couple of them that are class scholarship funds. So the class in 1949, they came together and created a scholarship fund. Class in 1955, 1957. So a lot of donors coming together and thinking about how can we give back to our school.
What a great alumni project.
Yeah. It's an amazing way to honor your experience there and your fellow students and pay it forward.
Liz, there are grandparents and parents and aunts and uncles listening right now saying, I have a senior that needs to know this information. Where do they go from here?
Yes. Well, thank you for asking about that. It's one thing I want to emphasize. It's really important for students to fill out the financial aid form, the FAFSA.
The FAFSA.
The beloved FAFSA form. I'm told by our scholarship staff that the grants that you qualify for when you fill out the FAFSA form, it's a federal program, and we leave a lot of money on the table here in the state of Oregon from people just not filling out that form for whatever reason. But those programs, they don't run out of funding. So if you're eligible and you fill out your FAFSA form, you will receive funding. That program will not run out of money. So fill out your FAFSA form. You can go to studentaid.gov to fill that out. And a lot of the scholarships that we offer at Oregon Community Foundation, you need to fill out a FAFSA form to qualify for those too. So that's really step number one. Really encourage everyone to do that. To check out the Oregon Community Foundation scholarships, you can go to our website, OregonCF.org. But also check out the Office of Student Access and Completion website. That's the state agency that we partner with.
Kyle, are we going to be able to put all those addresses up on the podcast or the website?
We can try to get some of them, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So March 1st is the deadline for nearly all scholarships offered here in Douglas County by the Oregon Community Foundation. So really now is the time to be thinking about filling out your application forms.
Not too early.
Check out the Ford Family Foundation website, too, tfff.org. They also offer a lot of scholarships in this community.
Well, and this time of year as well, you're having to access a lot of information to get your taxes ready. Some of that, not all of it, but some of it will correlate to things that you're going to be looking
right
for later anyway. So it's a good time to kind of deal with both situations.
Well, it's a great time to be proactive for that child that's important to you and to get things moving right now. And like Liz said, a lot of money gets left on the table that should be used for education. Let's use it. Let's use it, Douglas County.
You know, I interviewed somebody a few months ago, a national level person that ended up getting, I think, $500,000 in scholarships between a four-year program and then a graduate program, mm-hmm, and all of that. And they were in a specialized field, but it came down to the fact that there were things they applied for that hardly anybody
right
applied for, but they had done all the research to go, that's available, that's it. And they applied for everything that could possibly relate, and they took the time to do it, and that moved them very much forward.
Yeah.
I want to turn it around too and just mention that everybody has something to give, and so really reaching out to everybody who's listening today and asking you and many more to really recommit, redefine, and join a vision for a better Oregon in the next 50 years for the future. We'd love to partner with you, and we really invite you to get involved in a lot of different ways with the Oregon Community Foundation. You can join with other caring folks from right here in Douglas County with a gift of your time to volunteer and help review scholarship applications. And I would also just invite folks to contact me if you're interested in creating your own scholarship fund. And there are ways to give that you may not have thought about before, including you can give assets from your retirement account or even leaving a bequest that can be a legacy fund for after you're no longer here. So you can go to OregonCF.org to find my contact information and to learn more about all of those opportunities to get involved.
That's a great point. There are a lot of people who are very, very philanthropically minded, who want to give but want that money to do good in Douglas County. And Oregon Community Foundation acts as a conduit to help you bridge those gaps.
All right, we're out of time for now. We'll get some
Thank
of that information
Kyle.
Tied with the podcast. Liz Lawrence from the Oregon Community Foundation and Kelly Leonard, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.